Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. All right, well, a long time ago, I was in the college publishing industry, and I managed a bunch of sales reps down here in Southern California. And I had this one man who was a rep who was really hardworking and earnest, and he was working on this really big and significant sale. You know, the kind of sale that would make his whole year. And it was the kind of competitive sale that every other publisher was after. And he did it all. I mean, he visited every decision maker. He brought our experts in to present. We took them out to lunch. You know, a full court press to get our book in place. And he worked on this particular sale for quite a few semesters, and he was really concerned and anxious about it. And so he asked if I would come in to help him close the deal. So we're meeting with the head of this department, and all of a sudden she interrupts us and she goes, "You realize we selected your book a while ago." You know, and his jaw drops, he smiles, he thanks her, and as we're leaving, she says, "You know, all the professors are really glad that we could give you the business." So we get out of his office, and we just start laughing, and I look at him. I'm thinking, you know, how many weeks has it been since they selected the book? How long has he been worried about closing this deal after it was closed? You know, like, did he forget to ask for the business? Or was he so anxious about it when they said yes, he didn't hear it? Well, we're all just like him. We are so focused on being good enough or trying to achieve enough or working so hard that we miss out on the wonderful gifts we've been given, all that we already have. That's Jesus' message in our gospel this morning. Relax. Stop being so focused on getting that you can't see how much God has given and continues to give. And then Jesus goes on to say, don't be afraid and don't miss out. God the Father wants to give us the very kingdom itself. So my sales rep was so focused on getting the sale that he missed out on receiving the joy and mostly the relief of making the sale. And he missed out for weeks. And we fall into this as well. You know, God does provide everything we need, and he does so from a place of generosity and abundance. And as our author tells us in our reading from Hebrews, the fundamental fact is, the truth of existence is trusting in God, having faith in God's goodness and God's concern for us, that it becomes the foundation under everything that makes our lives worth living. So by faith and with encouragement from God to not fear, to not worry, our spiritual ancestors believed God would fulfill on his promises, and they moved forward in trust. Now, some of them had to wait a long time for the promises to be realized, and some came to understand that they wouldn't experience the completion of God's promises, but their children and their grandchildren would. Abraham and Sarai did this in faith and dependence on God. They packed up and traveled to an unknown place, really unknown because God never told them where they were going. Imagine packing up your family, your whole extended family, all your stuff, all the animals, and just walking off into the wilderness. And it gets better. And by faith, these two elderly people at around 90 and 100 years old welcomed a baby into their lives long after it was physically possible. I can't imagine having a toddler 100 years younger than me. getting up every few hours and feeding and changing diapers and all the stuff that goes with raising a child. And as I said to Jeannie before church started, as I was preparing my sermon, I was praying, "Dear God, I don't want to be Sarah. Dear God, Buddy's hard enough." How did they do this? Well, they accepted the fact that they were traveling through this life, as it says in the Message translation, transients on their journey, needing to trust in someone beyond themselves and their own abilities. Now, in more traditional translations of this reading, Hebrews 11:1 is said, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain for what we do not see." I think that's a little more familiar for you guys. Faith believes that things can exist even if we don't see them or have scientific proof. Things like goodness and love and God. Faith is what allowed for Abraham and Sarah, whom they were renamed as, to trust God. Often people will come up to me and ask me to prove that God exists. So I talk about gravity. I don't fully understand how gravity works at a scientific level. I can't see gravity. I can see the results of gravity, but I sure do believe and trust and depend on gravity. Gravity is true, and it's a reality I am very thankful for. Faith helps us to be open to the reality of God. Faith opens us to see the presence of the divine around us. It's only by faith and the gift of grace, forgiveness and love that we can share all that we've received. It's by faith that we're able to grow into being kind in all situations, being able to forgive even if we're never given an apology, being able to love those we think are unlovable even when we ourselves are the ones considered unlovable. Jesus tells us that it's God's pleasure to give us everything, the entire kingdom of God. This is ours. It's our gift. And it's not anything we've earned. God's generosity gives it to us. Yet, we can't just be lazy or go crazy with this amazing gift. We really aren't being invited to live according to the philosophy of Heinrich Heine. He says, "God loves to forgive. I like to sin. Really, the world is admirably arranged." Unfortunately, you know, we have a higher calling. As followers of Jesus, we're invited to respond to this gift of the kingdom of God by choosing to let God's way motivate the decisions we make and influence the actions we take. And even with all the challenges in our lives and all our responsibilities and needs, and being realistic about those, we can still act with great generosity and with love. Particularly because it does feel counterintuitive to what we've learned from so many sources in our society. It's by faith that we can move towards living in God's reality of abundance and that there's enough for everyone, and share what God has already given us. You know, we're to be like those servants who are dressed and they're waiting to serve. You know, we're to live like them. That way we get to participate in this unexpected, kind of upside down and jarring role reversal. When the master comes home to the servants late at night and he serves them. When God provides and prepares the meal for us. That's the gift of the Eucharist. Because of Jesus' love and devotion for God the Father, we can, through faith, see more than bread and wine on our communion table. We can know that these basic elements of survival, food and drink, are more than they appear. And we're invited to receive the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, the food we need for our spiritual journey. And it's by faith, not fear, that we can go out into this world and see the divine in all of God's creation, including each other, our neighbors, and strangers. You know, Scripture keeps telling us over and over again, God will prevail. Jesus is going to return and make it all right. So stay alert and be ready. We don't know when, that's not ours to know, but Jesus encourages us to respond to God's love and generosity by accepting the gift that he's already given us. We have the opportunity to live in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, right now. And with God's presence in and around us, guiding us, providing for us, and loving us, we can do it. We can accept this gift and live fully into it. And we're told to become aware of what we want to leave behind and what we do want to bring along into this kingdom of God. Like leaving behind all the thoughts of shame or unworthiness and accept God's forgiveness of us so we can live from a place knowing our inherent worthiness as God's child. And we're invited to join in the joy, in the pleasure of giving away forgiveness and kindness and all the gifts we've already received from God. And you give it away with a happy heart. And then, Jesus says, you get to feel the pleasure that God experiences when God gives all of that to us. Now, Jesus told this parable, this story, on the way to Jerusalem. And we know that means he was headed towards betrayal, beatings, and crucifixion. He's looking at his own death, and yet he's determined to keep moving forward. He moves towards it. And even in this sober reality, Jesus' faith in God the Father's generosity, his abundance, his mercy, his love, well, it stays strong. God does provide. Through Jesus, we're all given the gift of life over death. This is good news. We've got the whole kingdom and forgiveness and love and nourishment and life over death. We already have this. The question for us is, well, how are we going to fully participate in a life like this? What do we need to do to be dressed and ready? How can we share this great gift? And who do we share it with? Well, Jesus, who makes no mistakes and does everything on purpose, told this parable, the story of God's acceptance, generosity, and love, to a group of people in his society that were considered the least worthy. Nothing's changed. It's the same group of people in our society. Jesus is calling us to share with those who we consider the least worthy. And the list's exactly the same. You've heard it. The sinners, the poor, the strangers, the alien, the lost, the widow, the orphans, the sick. Jesus came to save everyone from whatever was bringing death instead of life, whatever was bringing evil instead of goodness, sorrow instead of joy. And as his followers, we are called to do the same. We have the gift of the kingdom. We have the gift of Jesus' teachings, his example, and salvation. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's gift, freely given. And as Jesus says, give it all away, because in the end, things don't matter, right? You can't take it with you anyways. Share and give away the gifts God has given. Start with acceptance, move to forgiveness, offer some salvation through your kindness, and love people. Share and give away the gifts of money and opportunity. And Jesus says in the translation we read this morning, you know, lighten up. We're invited to let go of all that weighs us down, our excess, the possessions that get in the way of our ability to love, all our worries and resentments and our fears. We have the gift of the kingdom of God, and it's meant to be celebrated and shared. We have it. We already have it. We're not waiting for it. We've got it. That deal was closed long ago. So the question for all of us to take away with us this morning is, you know, how am I going to find my own way, each of us, our own ways to share what God has given? How are we going to accept that invitation to give it all away, to give away whatever is in our path to share or to love, and to give away what's good and that could make life better for someone else? We are called and invited to be more Christ-like, be generous, accepting, forgiving, loving, and we get to let go of all that worries us. It's not easy, but that's our invitation. Amen.